Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is John Sullivan, CEO and president of Mesa Laboratories, here to talk to us about the company's record year end sales, as well as the three main product lines. Mesa Laboratories trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is MLAB. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Great. So start off by talking to us about the value drivers behind the company's yearly and results.
We had a very good year this fiscal 09, ended March 31. We have three main product lines, and two of them continue to grow quite nicely. The third product line actually ended up the year virtually flat in sales, but it also did pretty well. So we're a company that continues to grow even in the face of the current economic situation, and we're cautiously optimistic going forward.
Great. And so, what were some of the trends that you saw this in the market this year, and how well positioned was the company to capitalize?
Well, we have three separate product lines, like I said, and one of the product lines is sold into dialysis clinics. And in that business, we really don't see an effect of the recession. The dialysis industry is it's socialized medicine at this point. It's all supported by the federal government in the U.S. and other governments around the world. And we don't, really don't see a much of an effect of the recession in that area. The dialysis industry, if you will, is growing at between 6 and 8% per year, and we continue to grow our revenue into that area. That's about a third of our revenue. Another product line that's done pretty well is our Raven biological indicators, and those are used for sterility quality control in various healthcare settings, so dental offices, hospitals, and then also some industrial settings like medical device manufacturers and pharmaceutical manufacturers. And that's a consumables product line. It's continued to grow quite nicely for us. They are used in quality control applications. And so when these companies and these healthcare institutions need to do quality control on their sterilization processes, they need to continue to purchase these biological indicators. Our third product line is also used in sterility quality control mainly in the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry. That's our DataTrace data logger product line, and it's been affected a little bit by the recession because it is capital equipment sales, and some of these companies are pushing back, delaying some of their capital equipment purchases. And so we did see a bit of a downtrend in that business over the last couple of quarters. But like I say, we're cautiously optimistic here that these companies will free up some of their capital equipment budgets in the quarters ahead, and we'll get that product line back on a growth track in addition. So overall, you know, we've got two of the three product lines that don't seem to be affected very much, and we're optimistic that, on the third one.
Great. And what differentiates the company from other players in your sector?
You know, again, it depends on product line. What we try to do across all of our product lines is have differentiated products that have a very high value. And we look for niche product lines, niche areas where there's not a lot of competition. And we've achieved that in all three of the product lines, really. The dialysis product line, we make meters for quality control, and there's very few other manufacturers in the world that make these meters. On the biological indicators side, there's few companies that make biological indicators. We're one of only about probably five or six worldwide. And on the DataTrace data logger product line, we're also fairly well differentiated from our competitors. We make a very high-quality, high-performance data logger. That's kind of the Cadillac of the industry, if you will. And we try to have a very high value-added product line, very high level of customer service and customer support. and we feel that this allows us to garner margins that are above the average.
Good answer. And in terms of the company's growth, will you continue to grow organically, or will you look for M&A activities?
Our strategy is both one of organic growth and also growth through acquisition. Organically, we have two strategies we pursue. One is to improve our distribution channels and get better distributors outside the U.S. and be more effective in the U.S. And then we also have ramped up our product development in recent years, and getting more new products to the market is going to help us grow going forward also. As far as acquisitions go, we did complete the acquisition of Raven Laboratories in 2006, and that added substantially to our growth for that year and the following year. And we continue to look for acquisition opportunities. I'm looking for product lines or companies that are synergistic with our current strategies, our current product lines, current marketplaces. And so we hope to have a balanced growth strategy going forward, one that includes both organic growth and also growth through acquisition.
Good. And you just recently joined the company a few months back. Can you walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management team?
Sure. My background is in the instruments industry. I spent about 15 years with a company called Varian in the laboratory analytical instruments area. And I joined Mesa here actually as VP of Sales and Marketing about 4 years ago, and then recently took on the position of President and CEO. The other managers here, we have a CFO who has over 20 years with Mesa, and he's been here for a very long time, knows the company inside and out. And we have a recent VP of Sales and Marketing who has a background, a varied background, but spent a long time with IBM in their sales and marketing team, and then went on to operate in the healthcare industry for a number of years after his experience with IBM.
And, in terms of milestones and objectives, what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
This is a very difficult year to project how well we're going to do. So much of it depends on the economy. In a normal year, we would set our growth targets at 10% or more for both revenue and net income. This year, we're really not in a position where we can predict those sorts of things going forward. I certainly hope that we have both growth in both revenue and in our net income. We are planning for that. Whether we can hit a 10% objective or not, I'm not sure at this point. So much of it depends on how well the economy does going forward, in particular freeing up some of these capital equipment budgets and getting some things going in that area. We expect to have some growth in both the top line and the bottom line, but it's just a question as to how much at this point.
Sure. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors right now understand the direction of the company?
You know, I hope so. I've tried to be clear in the communications that we have in our news releases and our 10-K and our annual report and our quarterly reports. I've tried to be clear on what our objectives are, and certainly a good way to understand where we're going forward is just to look at our history. We really have not changed our strategy over the past several years. It's a three-prong growth approach, like I said, with looking at our distribution channels and making improvements there, getting our flow of new products increased, and also pursuing an acquisition opportunities that may arise.
Great. And once again, joining us is John Sullivan, CEO and president of Mesa Laboratories, trading on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is MLAB, and currently trading for 20 cents a share. And $20 a share. And before we conclude, John, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
For the long term, we do operate for the long term. I mean, we are a 25-year-old plus company, and from day one, we've run the company for the shareholders. We've pursued a long-term growth objective. We don't do things in the short term. We don't do things just for tomorrow. We don't make our decisions based on a short-term strategy. We always look at the long term. We do pay a dividend. We have paid a dividend for the past several years, and provided that the company is successful going forward, like it has been in the past, we'll continue to pay that dividend. I firmly believe that our current strategy will provide long-term growth for the company and provide long-term value for the shareholders. And I think that our history reflects that, and there's no change in our strategy going forward.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Okay, well, thank you very much.